Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Tucker with a drive to center. Perkins going back. He looks up. It's gone. Is that the knockout blow that sends this series to a fifth game?
That's right. I didn't mean for that to be so well-timed to the music. Should Kyle Tucker stay or should he go? And what's interesting is he was a Cub who won, like I said, a major award, not the leg lamp from a Christmas store. I know it's that time of year. But if I had told you before the season began that one of the Cubs would win a silver slugger, I think we'd all be thrilled because it would mean the offense was better, especially after saying, oh, they got all the way to the NLDS. They were one game away from the CS. You'd probably consider that all really great. But unfortunately, we know what happened during the season. Kyle Tucker earns his silver slugger, something that should be not just a major award for him, but also indicative of the Cubs' offensive production. And I feel like we're at this point with him where I have to ask the question, how much do you care? Because I feel like so many Cubs fans are already moving on from him.
But the reason that the Cubs fans are moving on from him is they don't believe that they're ownership will pay to keep him. So you almost have to remove yourself from the situation mentally because you don't want to be further disappointed with getting your hopes up. I understand why people are kind of apathetic. Like, they're like, good, Kyle Tucker had a good season. That's cool. But you're not going to be doing that anymore in Chicago. So why would they care?
Well, and that's kind of the point. You know, Kyle Tucker wins his second career Silver Slugger Award. So it's not exactly something that has come quickly for him, too. And I typically am not the person who gauges anything by the replies. But in this case, like, look at the replies to the Cubs posting about Kyle Tucker winning his second career Silver Slugger. Number one, they gave it out for the first 81 games only. Number two, how in the world is this possible? And then everybody's just asking where he's going to go. Like, future Yankee? Still not worth the $300 million that he wants. Like, you can't even enjoy it because you're so focused on trying to figure out what's going to happen with his future.
I don't think I've ever seen a sports star in this town who came in with such a great reputation and a legitimate reputation and did great things for half the season as well, to see that, to see his star fall like this. Like, this is wild. I mean, think about it. Like, Matt Spiegel, who has this side of Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, probably the highest baseball aptitude here at the station, was
Would you say it's the premier baseball aptitude at the station?
You know what? We'll answer that question at 1 o'clock when we go inside the locker room.
Good vibes, babe.
I think we know. Look, he was running the game, Operation
Woo.
I mean, think about it. And we were all in on it. It's not like he, like, it was, oh, how do we do this? Like, the, you know, the PCA got to sign it. Like, it's, I don't know if I could think of another example of a player that came in with that hype and is probably going out the door with his tail between his legs.
Listen, having worked in Houston and covered the Astros, hosted their pre and post game show, having done that and also having been here now for five times as many years as I was in Houston, I can say this. When you are secretive in the way he was about his injury with fans here, and you also didn't do that thing with the Astros where you won a title, you can't always pull that with fan bases and get a lot of goodwill in return.
Not this fan base.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that to denigrate the intelligence of another market. I'm not saying that. But this is not a place where people are okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pull a fast one, not only on the media, but on the fan base, because the eye test matched what we saw in the production. And he should have been more forthcoming when it came to his hand injury. And I think if he were, that would have helped all of us, first of all, understand better what he was going through. And then secondly, it would have also bought a lot of goodwill with the fans, because people appreciate being able to play through injury when you can, when it's not hurting the rest of the team. But I think that soured so many people when it comes to just how they view him.
Maybe even the Cubs too, Layla. It's not just about the fans. Like, I understand they're going to protect their player, and I don't know what they're saying about him behind closed doors over there, but I would imagine it wasn't very endearing to the front office when you had Kyle Tucker being a little bit disingenuous.
I feel like the drama portion of the season, and remember, the entire time we were talking about this, the Cubs never fell out of playoff position. They were always going to go to the playoffs. But the drama surrounding Kyle Tucker, knowing that there is going to be a decision at the end of the season whether or not you're going to pay this man market value. And market value is what other teams are willing to pay him. I think fatigue set in when you look at how the season went, the back half of it, up until that West Coast trip where he finally, you know, got himself back together a little bit.
We posted this on Twitter. How many Cubs fans care that Kyle Tucker won the Silver Slugger Award? And the reply is none. I mean, I just, that's it. I just wonder how much that really did sit with everybody into gaining this impression.
Yeah, I got to look at the other right fielders.
Here's the hard part. He's the reason that you won a lot of games, and his offense was absolutely needed in order to make the playoffs.
For a while, he was, like, making the whole lineup. You know what I mean? Like, that affected the guys before him, the guys after him. So, yeah, let's not pretend like his impact wasn't real. And this is a good question from a texter. How did Kyle Tucker win? He was in a major slump the entire second half. I don't know the other candidates. Like, I can't think of, like, the great right fielders off the top of my head right now. But, my God, I mean, his slump was so prolonged that it makes me wonder, too. I am surprised just in the fact that he won the award.
I'm not saying that you can pull a fast one on most fan bases, but I just think that when it comes to how that was received here, it didn't go over well.
I think the understanding is this. The Cubs were a really good team. It's coaches and managers who vote on Silver Slugger Award. And I think his reputation may have carried a lot more weight than maybe the actual results. Because at the end of the season, he still had a war closer to 5 than 4 and a limited amount of time. He played, what, 136 games?
Yeah.
So I think
it's a terrific player.
It's his second Silver Slugger in the last 3 years. He's the premier free agent. He is the top free agent.
You know what?
I just want to warn everybody. You're going to see a healthy Kyle Tucker, most likely, play for somebody else.
Yep,
and you have
really
to
good.
Reckon with that.
And it'll be really good.
No one here believes that he's going to be a Cub next year, right?
For whatever reason, this is just not a match. It's just, they just don't, somehow, some way, And we don't know what Kyle Tucker is really thinking. I mean, he says nice things about Wrigley Field. He says nice things about being a Cub. But he never gave any indication that he like is overwhelmed with this place.
That he fell in love with Chicago.
No, he never. Like the plot, like he said nice things, but the plaudits weren't where they probably should be if you're thinking a guy wants to stay. So it's just, for whatever reason, not a fit with Kyle Tucker and the Cubs. And he's a great player.
What's funny now is we have to do another segment later, the sports hypothetical. What if the Cubs do sign him? Like, that's the other part of this.
Well, they're going to sign him and Schwarber? Because Schwarber's coming back, right? Like, how's Schwarber's right field work?
Should I tell him what I laid out?
What'd you lay out?
No, we're up against a break.
Okay.
And we have a very important segment next.
We do.
Some would call it the premiere.
It's official.
The premier football segment.
Oh, premier football segment?
I'm trying to do a bit on Hit and Run. You know that.
Oh, but then you'd say it's the premier clubhouse and or locker room show.
Well, no, I'm not saying clubhouse because I don't want to get people mad at us. Run. Oh. I'm going to say the premier locker room segment.
Bruce and I will have a locker room off.
Well, that's the clubhouse. We don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's true. He's in a clubhouse.
That's why we say locker room.
So you know what's next. Inside the locker room. On the score.
The premier
locker room
show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.